Here's a story with a twist. The world's best-selling brand of alcoholic spirit is something most Americans have never heard of, let alone tasted. So if you're thinking whiskey, tequila, vodka, nope. It's not Smirnoff or Jack Daniels. It's not Bacardi rum. None of those. The trade magazine Drinks International's annual list of top-selling alcohols in the world is led this year by another dominant brand. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has the answer and the story of how the best-selling brand in the world is trying to connect in America.
Those other brands, they don't even come close. Every year, this drink more than doubles the sales of the next closest competitor, and it manages that feat with the help of one major spokesperson. That's right, Psy from Korea is the spokesperson, and the top-selling brand in the world is Korea's Jinro Soju. It's a clear spirit, traditionally made of rice, about 20% alcohol, with a light, slightly sweet taste. And the reason you've probably never heard of it is because Jinro does less than 5% of its sales in the U.S., makes up for that by dominating the market in Korea and doing brisk business in Japan and China. Now Jinro's American operation wants to expand with the help of Psy.
When Psy blew up, I saw that as growth, as like a culture. This fat Korean guy comes out singing in Korean, and everybody loves him.
That's Tae Kim. He's the sales and marketing manager for Jinro America. And remember that the Gangnam Style YouTube video is now closing in on 2 billion views. That's with a B. Patty Kang runs the advertising strategy for Jinro America.
The Korean culture is now becoming the hip culture.
Kang is also Korean American, and she says she saw this play out at a recent K-pop concert in LA. By the way, that stands for Korean pop.
There were about 20,000 screaming teenagers.
LA.
And I would say about 80% of the screaming teenagers were non-Korean.
Really?
It shocked me.
She's dragon, baby. Yes, yes.
Kang says that Korean Americans are already sold on soju.
We're not alcoholics, so we don't have it at every single meal. But if it's any type of gathering, friends, family, whatnot, soju is always there and it just goes with the food.
Now Jinro is trying to reach people who have no connection to Korean culture. They've started a partnership with the Los Angeles Dodgers and sold soju at games. They've got Psy up on billboards around L.A. Here's Tae Kim from Jinro.
We want to be at every store. Like, anybody could just walk into a store and see soju there. That's our main goal.
How realistic do you think that is?
Unrealistic, I would say.
That's Hamish Smith on the phone. He's a deputy editor for Drinks International magazine. He's the guy that wrote this year's report on the top-selling spirits. Smith says there is a precedent for a new spirit entering the American market. In the 1950s, there was another foreign alcohol trying to make it big in the States, vodka. And vodka is now the top-selling spirit in America.
You might argue that if vodka could do it, a Russian, Polish spirit, then why not? But I kind of feel like that place has been filled.
Soju has one key advantage over vodka: alcohol content. Because it's around 20%, restaurants and bars in some places don't need a full liquor license to sell soju, just a beer and wine license, which is easier and cheaper to get. It's a weekday afternoon at a bar called the Bank of Venice. They're right off the boardwalk on California's Venice Beach, and they're crafting the soju versions of mojitos and margaritas and other cocktails. Megan Cross is a bartender.
If you take vodka, its characteristics are colorless, flavorless, odorless. That's premium. So soju, in some respects, is the same, but just lower proof. So it lends itself to be manipulated.
And even though soju has less alcohol content, the bartender can just double the volume. But it's not always an easy sell in tourist-heavy Venice Beach.
Because of our location, you are getting the people that just want to get wasted, you know, that just want a shot of Jameson. And it's hard to say, I'm not full liquor, but I have soju. And it's like, what language are you speaking?
But they must be doing something right. Thomas Elliott owns the Bank of Venice, as well as another bar that mixes soju cocktails. He says the decision to serve soju has nothing to do with the Korean culture and everything to do with his bottom line.
It's absolutely a business decision. It's either, you know, have an alternative for your customers who want a different kind of a beverage or not be able to serve them.
Masao Miyashiro is sitting at the bar. He seems a little skeptical, but he listened closely to the bartender's pitch. So, would you be willing to try one of these cocktails?
No,
Well, now that I've been listening to this whole thing, I think I might try the mint.
He actually ends up sticking with a beer, a longboard lager. So there's skepticism for soju to overcome here. Still, there's every indication that Genre will outsell all its competitors again next year, with or without the U.S. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Coming up, with more than 55 years of experience in the recording industry, you'd think Elvis Costello and Questlove could knock out a record without much trouble.
We did it so backwards. Like, we didn't talk to each other about making a record, then we made a record, and then, like, when the last song was like, is this a record? Then we got a record deal.
And we are so glad they did. Why would you say, why would you do? Children. New sound from Elvis Costello and The Roots in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.